Alarmists: Climate Change Making Allergy Season Last Longer. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 28, 2023. Climate alarmists have found something else to blame on climate change, namely allergies and breathing ailments. According to a March 27 article in Bloomberg, a warming climate is causing a lengthier pollen season, worsening allergies and respiratory conditions. This really shows another marker of how climate change could be influencing people's daily lives, said Allison Steiner, a professor of atmospheric science at the University of Michigan. Steiner foresees the pollen season beginning anywhere between 10 and 40 days earlier and ending 5 to 15 days later by 2100, Bloomberg notes. The North American pollen season lengthened by 20 days between 1990 to 2018 and pollen concentrations increased more than 20%, Bloomberg asserts, citing a 2021 study published in the academic journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of America. The U.S. is only 10 years behind in climate tyranny, Byron Donalds on European farmers' protests. And the dreaded allergy season is likely to drag out even longer as temperatures continue to rise, the article warns. As everyone's favorite bogeyman, climate change has been blamed for a plethora of social ills. Last January, President Joe Biden blamed California rainstorms and mudslides on climate change while visiting the Golden State. If anybody doubts that the climate is changing, then they must have been asleep during the last couple of years, Biden said in assessing the damage. The United Nations has blamed human-induced climate change for mass migration, insisting that rising sea levels, drought, floods, wildfires, and other natural hazards are forcing people to flee their homes. Most are displaced inside their own countries, but people may also cross borders to find safety, the text states. Climate change can also intensify conflicts as people compete for scarce resources. In 2020, alarmists said that climate change was causing bumblebees to disappear at an incredibly alarming rate across Europe and North America. While bumblebee populations appeared stable for a long time, their numbers began to drop precipitously in the year 2000 and have continued falling up to the present, with a total drop of some 30% compared to 1974 figures, one article suggested. In recent years, climate change has been blamed for phenomena ranging from a slump in coffee production to devastating hurricanes to a drop in the population of Hawaiian monk seals to the decline of migratory songbirds to smaller French fries in the UK and even colder winters. Anthropogenic climate change, the idea that human emissions of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere are significantly driving global temperatures upwards, has become the scapegoat for problems ranging from the mass deaths of reindeer to the creation of ghost forests along the U.S. Atlantic seaboard. Climate activists sprays paint all over lobby groups' offices in London. In 2018, Stevie Wonder suggested that climate change had caused the cancer that killed legendary soul singer Aretha Franklin in August, while claiming that climate change skeptics share the responsibility for her death. Former U.S. President Barack Obama famously proposed that climate change was partially to blame for the rise of Islamic terror group Boko Haram in Nigeria as well as Syria's civil war. In 2019, an article in Forbes blamed climate change for workers' cognitive decline and increased suicide rates. Follow at Williamsrom.